West School Board President Larry Hickel says he met with trustees in an emergency meeting Thursday afternoon. That's when board members decided to keep West's pre-K through sixth grade students in the district's lone functioning school, West Elementary.
The elementary school is what we have, and it's open, and that's what we're gonna play the cards we're dealt.
The rest of the students in grades 7 through 12 will be bused to a nearby available Conley ISD school 10 minutes away. Hickel says the now vacant Conley Intermediate School has a cafeteria, 14 classrooms, and space for other activities.
And the good thing is it's one of our closest neighboring districts. Not to leave any of them out, my friend, I can tell you this right now. Every neighboring school district around here is offering or helping in some form or fashion.
Zane Warren, for one, does not want to go anywhere else. The 18-year-old West High junior says he doesn't want to graduate from a district he's not from.
I want to graduate here.
Yards away from me.
And they said they might end up splitting up some of the kids, and we don't need to do that because we need to have the kids together because we need moral support.
Hickel basically says he has no choice. The general contractor knows something about construction and calls West Intermediate School unusable. It houses grades 4 through 5. It's a no-go, he says, permanently. As for West Middle and West High School, he says the damage cannot be determined.
We don't know for sure. We can't get in there. They're not allowing us one block past the north side of town, so we're not allowed to get into our homes plus 3 campuses.
Hickel says his school board's task is to see that kids finish the last month of school, even if it means busing half of them to neighboring Conley. But, says Hickel, what the district really needs, what the people of West really need most, are your prayers.
Right now, we need that.
Bill Zeeble, KERA News.